Address to a Haggis by Robert Burns. Fair fie, your honest, sonsy face, great chieftain o' the puddin' race. Aboon the mae, you tak your place, paints, tripe, or theorem. Well, aye, your wordy o' a grace as lang's my earum. The groaning trencher, there ye fill your hardies like a distant hill. Your pin would help to mend a mill in time o' need. Well, throw your pores, the dews distill like amber bead. Has now seen us the cleaver dicked and cut ye up with any slicked, trenching your gushing angels bricked like holy ditch. And then, oh, what a glorious sight, warm reeking rich. Then horn for horn they stretch and strive, they'll tack the hindmost on they drive, till all their wheels while kites belive are bent like drums. Then all good man may slight to rise, be thank it hums. Is there that o'er his French ragout, or olio that would saw a sou, or fricassee would mak her spew, wi perfect scorner, looks down with sneering scorn for view on sick a dinner. Poor devil, see him o'er his trash, as feckless as a withered rash, his spindle shank a good whiplash, his knee a knit, though bloody flutter feel to dash, oh how unfit. But mark the rustic haggis fed, the trembling air resounds his tread, clapping his wally neva bled, he'll mak it whistle, and legs and arms and head so sned like taps so thristle. Your powers would mak mankind your care, and dish them out with a billow fair. Old Scotland wants nae skinking ware that joups and luggies, but if you wish it a grateful prayer, gie her a haggis!